following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Most of our work is tied to our office computers, files, special programs, and often we end up chained to our desks to be productive. But you don't need to be. You'll just need GoToMyPC. Your office computer will be wherever you are with GoToMyPC by Citrix. It connects you directly to your office Mac or PC from any other computer and from your iPad and, hey, your iPhone too. So you can access your computer from anywhere. Doctor's office, your kid's soccer game, the airport. Work on any program, file, or document right from your mobile device. GoToMyPC is simple to use and sets up in minutes. Try it today. We've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or your iPhone. How cool is that? That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code Colin.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition and the first edition of June 2012 Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ah, you knew it. Once summer got here, we'd be getting February weather, and February weather we got in March. June weather we got in February. So rain's coming through. It will pass. It is supposed to be a beautiful weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and into next week. So wherever you're at, hope you're enjoying your day. And we've got a fairly busy day on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Rick Pizzo is going to join us on the Big Ten Network, the college baseball tournament gets underway today. Two Big Ten teams, Michigan State and Purdue, are in. We'll get his thoughts on that and a couple of other Big Ten topics out there as Michigan State, Purdue playing. Creighton plays tonight, of course, but a late night game, 9 o'clock out at UCLA. Also, we're going to be talking with Josh Banderas from Lincoln Southwest, the senior-to-be and a Husker recruit. We will chat with him on our TNL recruiting update coming up in the next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, oh yeah, it's that time of year. It's that time of year, folks, where there are celebrations going on throughout the nation and throughout the state. Every community has one. And I've just been bombarded with folks that are heading north for the annual Polish Days festivities. So everyone that's heading north, enjoy your weekend up in Loup City. Wherever you're at, have a great one. But right now, NBA basketball, love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to hear from you. Facebook us, email us. What are we giving away today, Jeffrey? We got any more danger tickets we got to get rid of today?
We have one pair left,
all
yes.
All right, one more set of danger tickets for tomorrow night's Allen Wranglers game. And if you're very nice and very good, large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli on this Friday. That'll warm your belly up. Maybe get a little soup in there. Get a little 12-inch sandwich, whichever one you like. Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings, also top of the hill in Kearney. No, were you really surprised? I mean, pro sports, it amazes me time and time again. But San Antonio, 20-game winning streak, and yet they were an underdog last night. And Oklahoma City just buried them. Although The Spurs got off to a real good start, had a 7-point lead there early in the second quarter, and then the brakes hit, and Oklahoma City, last part of that second quarter, throughout the third quarter, just blew out San Antonio, unlike they've been blown out maybe ever. And Oklahoma City within 2-1. Discussing that here on Cowherd just before our show, I really think this is a series. Mike and Mike were talking about it. I really think this is a series that goes 7. One of the poll questions up on the ESPN national page, the ESPN.com, is who do you think wins the series and in how many games? And San Antonio in 6 is leading it. There's like 5 choices in San. That's the only way this series can't end. San Antonio is not going to win in Oklahoma City. Or is this a 2-3-2? No, it could definitely end in game 6. Check that out, Jeff. Is that a 2-3-2 Oklahoma City? I think I got that here. Hold on. Let me help you out. Oklahoma City at San Antonio. Let's see. Today's the first, so you've got San Antonio at Oklahoma. Yeah, then Oklahoma at, yeah, game 6 is at Oklahoma City. San Antonio is not winning this series in 6. If there's a 6th game in Oklahoma City, the Thunder are going to win it. You got to think right now that this series looks like the home team is going to win every game. And I believe San Antonio is going to give Oklahoma City all they want in game 4 tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. But I think Oklahoma City in this instance finds a way to win a close game, just like San Antonio found a way to win a close game in the first 2 at home, especially game 1, found a way to win a close game. So then it's going to be 2-2, and we just stay on serve. I think San Antonio wins this series in 7 because they have game 7 at home. You can talk about home court advantage, but Oklahoma City is unlike anything else that is out there right now, it seems like, as home court advantage. I don't see the same thing happening for the Celtics. I think maybe they get one of these 2 because they're a prideful team. They'll play at home. Miami's got to find a way to win, though. If Indiana can beat you, then there's nothing to say that Boston doesn't win, too. But I think there's... Miami wants to get this done with. I think Miami wins in 5, San Antonio in 7, which would actually at least give the Heat a little bit of a break before they play in the NBA Finals, which is coming up around the corner. And, of course, if that happens, then I suppose I owe Daddy lunch. Big Daddy's out today. We talked about that yesterday. He'll be in on Monday. I'll be out with the Blue Gold. UNK's biggest fundraiser of the year is on Monday. It looks like it should be a beautiful day for that. And record amount of teams because now 3 golf courses involved in the scramble. And so we're looking forward to that. If you want more information, contact Lopers.com to find out more online, or contact the Loper Athletic Department and they can fill you in on what's going on this Monday. But Daddy today, and I can't even make fun of it. I was trying to think of ways to do that, but I just couldn't. He actually, here in the last 5 years, won a fishing tournament, and that's where he's at. The big tournament at Johnson Lake this weekend. And even though I'm not sure he caught any of the fish because it's a 2-man tournament, he was on the winning team. And today they are pre-fishing. Okay, I play practice rounds in golf, so I guess Daddy can pre-fish. But it can't be a fun day to be out there pre-fishing. Of course, looking at all the gear that he has, it's pretty scary what's out there. So best of luck to Daddy as he's gone for the rest of the weekend, and we're here for you on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Josh Manderis is going to join us, a future Husker, on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of other things. This is getting a little play today, and if it was Tiger, it would be getting a lot of play. But Phil Mickelson shooting about the worst round he's ever shot on tour, and he has not regularly played the Memorial, Jack's tournament. And obviously Tiger and Jack, they're tied at so many different bonds on and off the course. It's not like they hang out and go to Denny's at 5 in the morning. But Phil doesn't. Phil respects Jack, but there's not a connection there. But he did play in the Memorial, and he threw up a number yesterday. What do Phil Mickelson and I have in common? We both shot 79 on our last 18 holes. Anyway, Phil withdraws with mental fatigue. That's the reason given. Let's face it. He's out of the Memorial. You shoot 79. He knows that even when he shoots 2 or 3 over, he can come back and throw down a 65. not on this course. For some reason, this isn't his course. This isn't what looks up to him. But does it give a black eye that he basically quit? I mean, that's the way it's viewed as, is that he quit. He's not going to go out and play 18 holes today, which, I don't know, go out, play your 18 holes with your really cool threesome that you had going on out there. He wasn't going to see a lot of TV time because his round would have been this morning. And then just finish it up, practice it. Who cares if you throw up another 79? You can say, hey, I was working on some shots out there. I obviously wasn't working on my score because I'm getting ready for the U.S. Open in a couple of weeks. So I worked on some. And you can find out. The problem is you know you can do better work somewhere else on a different course on the practice range. But some people have this, it's rubbing them the wrong way that Phil Mickelson basically quit. He wasn't injured, cited mental fatigue, which is a new one out there, I guess, folks. So just wondering your thoughts on that. If you're a golf fan or just a sports fan in general, is that okay? You know, it doesn't really bother me, because when I watched that 79 unraveling yesterday, I just went, eh. But you don't want to set a precedence either where other guys, I mean, this happens. You can go to PGAtour.com or the websites of all these golf tournaments, and you can look. There's always one or two guys every week, WD, 78, 81, 75, WD. They're out. They just didn't play the next day. They got out of there because they knew they weren't going to make the cut, or they tweaked a back or a hand, or they come up with some lame excuse, and then they're playing the next week. So just your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. Folks, end of the weekend. It's June. It's summer. Father's Day just a couple of weeks away. What is the perfect gift for you or your dad? It's Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend on Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. Troutman's has a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. They have got grade A quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They're USDA choice. They're the best you can get, folks. Who wouldn't love a great grilled steak? Daddy and I always say this. You're going to take the time, fire up the grill, do all the preparation, get the seasonings on it, which you can also get at Troutman's. You can get the jar of beans. You can get everything you need. And then all of a sudden, even if you're just a so-so chef, whatever you threw on the grill wasn't worth your time. Don't make that mistake. Troutman's Quality Meats, plus fresh frozen seafood is available at Troutman's. You're going out fishing, you're going out golfing, you're going out for a vacation with the family. Put in the beef sticks, put in the snack sticks. Take a deli tray with you. It's something to snack with. When you're on the road, it's simple, it's done. You toss it in the trash, and it's all over. Troutman's Quality Meats, whether it's just a snack or whether it's a full-fledged meal, they're there for you. Highway 30, across from Bob's Superstore. When we come back, Josh Banderas is going to join us, future Husker.
Right now at GameStop, you can trade in your old iPod, iPhone, or iPad for cash or in-store credit. Get up to $140 cash for an iPod, up to $300 cash for an iPhone, and up to $400 cash for an iPad. Opt for in-store credit instead, and you can get up to $500 for an old iPad. All models and generations are accepted, so what'll it be, cash or credit? For offer details or to find out how much your device is worth, visit your local GameStop or go to GameStop.com/iTrades. GameStop is not affiliated with or endorsed by Apple.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
It's a bat, a ball, and about 40 of the greatest baseball players in the majors. The MLB All-Star Game is in Kansas City this summer. And The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and Ben Engel Construction can put you in the stands.
Take me out to the ball game.
Just text Royals 945 to 90210 for a chance to win Royals tickets every week. And maybe the All-Star Game. Text Royals 945 is brought to you by Ben Engel Construction and the Royals Nebraska home. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area today with a high of 67. Winds out of the southwest, day from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Rick Pizzo from Big Ten Network going to be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. Josh Banderas going to join us here in this segment as well from Lincoln Southwest. Folks, did you know at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, they offer lunch under $6 every single day, and there's always something going on every night of the week, whether it's late night happy hour, Monday night wing nights. Oh, it's all there from you. Free Wi-Fi, so you can play on a computer if you want to, or you can do a little work while you're having lunch. Keno, pickle cards, something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar, where the grill and the game are always on, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center in Kearney. Stop by anytime over Jersey's. Great place to take the family. Plenty of room to sit down and enjoy your meal. Watch some great sports at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. Somebody that's not going to have that great accommodations for a few days, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Yikes. Floyd begins the 87-day jail sentence today for assaulting his ex-wife back in 2010, or the mother of his three children, as the story says. I guess I can't say that they were married, but the mother of his three children, I think that was the deal. Almost an incident yesterday. I think we talked about this briefly yesterday at Belmont. Triple Crown hopeful all have another. Just about got ran over by a horse that was loose on the track yesterday. That'd be a bad deal. 1 week from tomorrow, of course, we bring you the Belmont Stakes here on ESPN Radio and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, also ESPNSuperstation.com, as we have the Belmont coming up 1 week from Saturday. Time now for our TNL Husker Recruiting Report, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, the choice is simple with TNL, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. And today, we are going to talk to future Husker Josh Banderas from Lincoln Southwest, who's working out in the weight room. It's always work, isn't it, Josh? But you've been telling me you're going to have a little time to get some fun. How much time every day do you devote to football, even when it's not football season?
Oh, you know, most mornings are the time for the football. You know, from anywhere from 6 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and then from there I'm pretty much done, and it's hang out the rest of the day.
Talk about the decision to go to Nebraska. Did you ever have an inkling that somebody you might go somewhere else, or was this always what you wanted in your heart?
You know, before all this recruiting and everything started, I knew in my mind that Nebraska is where I want to go. As soon as I get this offer, you know, that I'm just going to, you know, say yes right away and go down there. But we went to some of those other places like Vanderbilt and Iowa State, and, you know, they pampered and gave me the treatment. On the way home, I was like, you know, Dad, maybe I can go there. Maybe I can, you know, start something new and, you know, go somewhere else. And then once I got home, settled down, you know, got back into the rhythm of things, I knew that there was, you know, no better place I could be.
We're chatting with Josh Banderas, future Husker. Got another year at Lincoln Southwest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What was the coolest part of the whole recruiting thing outside of Nebraska?
I think the other coaches, you know, getting in contact with me, you know, the fact that, you know, somebody from somewhere else who doesn't even know me, they know me from a couple films that they've watched, you know, wants to pay for my, you know, college. That's like hundreds of thousands of dollars that they want to pay for me.
You mean you weren't going to get a big Farm Bureau scholarship?
No, I wasn't.
Josh Banderas with us. How important was it to get this out of the way before you got into your senior season instead of waiting until after or during the season?
I think it was a big deal. Big deal for me and, you know, everybody around me. So, you know, that's not something on my mind, like, where's this kid going to go? Where am I going to go? You know, where's the next trip I'm going to take? How many practices I'm going to miss? It's nice to get off my chest and just, you know, focus on, you know, the task at hand, and that's my high school team.
Obviously, your teammate Brandon Riley, who I know his folks a little bit, and he's going to go be a walk-on for the Huskers this year. How much communication did you guys have with each other, or was that totally separate decisions?
It was just pretty much a separate decision, you know, but he got his verbal done before I even had my offer. And so, you know, it was just kind of icing on the cake that we're going to end up playing with each other again.
What was your reaction? How did you get the offer? Take me through that process. Who offered you, and when you were out of the room, what was your reaction?
It was that junior day that they had a while ago, and, you know, we got invited, wasn't expecting anything, so, you know, went down, went through the whole spiel, went through the tour of everything. And then when we were about to go to lunch, Coach Ells said, you know, Coach Fellini wants to talk to you. So, you know, we went up there, and we were waiting for him to get done with whatever he was doing in his office. And, you know, we kind of knew at that time that I could get an offer, and me and my mom were just talking, like, what are you going to say? What are we going to do? And she, I think she was more nervous than I was. And then went in the room, you know, had a normal conversation. He had his feet kicked up on the desk like he was just having a good time. And then just kind of popped the question. There weren't fireworks or nothing. Said, you know, like you to play for us. And I mean, I was kind of blown away by it. I didn't expect it at all.
Obviously, every recruit, once they get into their college years or once they finish their college season and maybe even move on to the pros, it's a lot different, the coach that recruits you and the coach that's going to be coaching you for the next 4 or 5 years. But your immediate impressions of what Coach Pelini is like?
It's what you see is what you get with him. And, you know, that's something that he stressed to me all throughout this recruiting. And even now, you know, he's not going to get a front with you and tell you how many stats you're going to have and pump you up to be something that you may or may not end up being. He's going to give it to you what he thinks you can do and where he thinks you're going to be and just give it to you straightforward.
We're talking with Josh Banderas here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our TNL recruiting update every Friday. And I got to ask you, Josh, you're going from Mark King to Bo Pelini. I know Coach King from way back in the day. What was Coach King like playing for? And you still got another year, obviously, to play for him.
He was happy for me. You know, we came back and we had our little, you know, good job, gone so far, worked real hard for it. But then he's like, now you really got a target on your back and you got to kind of step it up a little bit from last year.
Talk about the Southwest team from last year to this year. You guys had a heck of a year last year. Obviously, you wanted to go at least another step of the playoffs. That was a great football game, but came out on the wrong end, 8-1 regular season. How strong are you guys going to be this fall?
Yeah, I think we're going to be pretty strong. You know, we lost a lot of our senior leadership and a lot of our skilled guys, but we're coming back strong with a big line and a pretty good power game.
Anything you think you're still concentrating on? Obviously, everybody is telling you what you need to improve on. Are you starting to see some gradual improvement even in the off season on some of those things people want you to work on?
I think so. I mean, off season is just now starting. You know, I just got done with track, so my main focus was track. So, you know, I lost a little weight, but got the speed going and just, you know, worked real hard on, you know, exactly what they said I need to work on.
Speaking of track, did everything go like you wanted it to? Everybody's impressed seeing the big man clearing the hurdles and sprinting down to track. Did it go like you wanted?
It went exactly how I wanted. You know, I wish I could have gotten the 300 done, but I was glad and happy that I got my 110 for one rather than from last year.
Is that something you want to pursue in college? There are guys, obviously, that once they get that football under their belt, they can kind of double sport it and do a little track, or is that off the board when next season's over?
You know, I did some indoor workouts with my track coach down in Devaney. I talked to Coach Grimes, the decathlon coach, and he asked me about it, and then I talked to the football coaches, but I think it'd be too much to pile on with, you know, football being all year round. And, you know, there's not very many college hurdlers that are 6'2", 225.
I can't think of any right now except for Josh Banderas, who's been a heck of an athlete and with just another minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everything from the day that you committed and going into a spring game that obviously was stormed out, was trying to be a leader. You talk about being a leader, talk about talking to some other kids that are thinking about coming to Nebraska. Has that been easy, hard? What's that been like?
That's been fun. You know, I got a list from some of the coaches down at the university and hitting them up on Facebook, get their numbers, and, you know, just try and make friends with them. You know, I wouldn't want to go to a place where, you know, this kid was just pushing me and telling me all these things. I want to go to a place where my friends are, you know.
You know, a player might tell a media guy like us or a coach something different. Are you hearing, when somebody says, I don't know about Nebraska, why are they saying, I don't know about Nebraska? Have you had anybody kind of fill you in on what a negative might be?
Yeah, not too much, because most of the guys are, like, you know, almost to the point of committing, and they just need that little extra push. But I think most of them don't really know the tradition. You know, I know the tradition of Nebraska because my dad played there and I've grown up here. But, you know, somebody my age may not know the old, you know, 94, 95 teams that were Husker Power and black shirts.
Finally, Josh, you mentioned your dad, and that was one thing I wanted to ask you about, too. What did he tell you during this process? Some dads want to be really hands-on when they've been a college football player and a big-time college football player. Others, they just want to back away and let you ask questions if you have them. What was your dad like during this process?
You know, he said, you know, he kind of says he's my manager, but he says, you know, have fun and enjoy it. And, you know, he wishes that all of this radio and the internet sites and all the rankings and everything was around when, you know, when he was getting recruited. All they had was, you know, a couple coaches calling now and again and you know, say, you know, come visit when you can. So he wishes that he had all this, and he just, you know, encourages me to have fun.
Who's gonna be the better Banderas, you or your dad?
I say me, but I just, let's just put it this way, I wouldn't want to line up on the other side of the ball.
Hey, Josh, we always talk about, when we're talking to folks that are coming from out of town, football coaches, baseball coaches, we're always telling them a couple of the highlights of Lincoln. What's a highlight for Lincoln for a kid that grew up in the town? Where do you like to go? What do you like to do when it's time to get something to eat or time to have some entertainment?
You know, there's always, you're always going to find something here that you have somewhere else. You know, you just got to go out and look for it. It's just, you know, the taste that you want to get, there's some place for that, and there's different places for what you want.
Well, Josh, hey, we'll let you go. Tell Coach King hi. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you in week three when you come to Kearney to play the Bearcats.
All right. Thanks for having me on. And a couple of Kearney people I know, give a shout-out to them, Ricky, Don, and my little buddy Sean.
Hey, we'll take care of them. Josh, thanks so much, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Josh Banderas joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And can't wait to see him take on the Bearcats in week three at Foster Field. That is our TNL recruiting report brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TL dealer or by going online, TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. We are back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little baseball after this.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just put parts on sale. Oh, no. We flooded our store with deals on the products you need. When you buy any set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors, you'll get a $15 Amex gift card by mail. Just one of the unbeatable deals right now. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Yeah, let that soak in. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low-detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low-detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
CTS Clinical is the brand new doctor-formulated weight loss system with ingredients clinically proven to shed 21 pounds in only 12 weeks. Get the brand new CTS Clinical without a prescription exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. and we'll tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area today with a high of 67. Winds out of the southwest, day from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 48.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Rick Pizzo from the Big Ten Network going to join us here in just a moment in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Folks, visit Midway either at South 2nd Avenue, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or you can visit them anytime online at thinkmidway.com. Maybe you're not even in the market right now for a new or pre-owned vehicle. You just need some work done. Well, their maintenance staff is second to none, and the Mopar Express Lane and GM Quick Lube Lane, no appointment necessary. 30-minute oil change for $30, plus a free 27-point inspection and car wash. 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and on the weekend 8 to 5 Saturday. You're in, you're out. 30 minutes, don't even need that appointment. How much easier can it be? The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Some sad news just coming down from ESPN. Former Notre Dame and Chicago Bulls star Orlando Woolridge died today at the age of 52. And, of course, if you're in our age bracket, you remember the great Orlando Woolridge passing away at the age of 52. And a couple of other notes that are coming out right now, and we want to talk with Rick Pizzo of the Big Ten Network here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great to have you on. Of course, Rick's on The Pulse and a variety of other keeping you up-to-date shows on the Big Ten Network and BTN. But we're going to talk a little baseball, going to talk a little basketball, going to talk a little football. Story breaking this morning, and ex-Purdue quarterback Drew Brees, obviously, Rick, has not signed a new contract with the Saints. And now the coach is calling him out, telling him to get into camp, get this thing done. Are you kidding me? Drew Brees is franchise.
What is going on with that franchise right now? I mean, the face of the franchise, right? A guy who's known as basically probably more than any other, certainly more than any other athlete, and maybe more than any other person in that city helping New Orleans get back to what it was before Katrina. I mean, I know that Joe Vitt's in a tough spot. I know Sean Payton can't help. I know there's all sorts of other issues going. You can't call out a guy like Drew Brees. I mean, if he was a bad seed, if he was a Terrell Owens or a Randy Moss or a guy who caused trouble in the past, you can go ahead and do that. But you want to lose control of a team that you might not even have in your pocket anyway? Man, first thing you want to do to lose control of that team is to call out the guy who everybody, not on the team, but in the city, thinks is a leader.
It's just unbelievable that you can have they're going to be in shambles, unfortunately, I think. And that's a big-time penalty to put on the Saints. And Drew Brees seems to be one of the great guys that was out of the Big Ten before we even followed the Big Ten closely here in Nebraska. Rick, your thoughts? So we've been talking with a variety of people here over the last few weeks that the first year now is officially done for Nebraska in the Big Ten. What kind of grade would you give the program in this first year? And I'm not just talking one sport. I mean overall.
Well, you know, that's kind of the hard answer is it is one sport. Because when people look at Nebraska as a whole, now we look at them as all sports because we follow their Olympic sports. We follow, obviously, men's and women's basketball. We follow football. But nationally, and you guys know this as well as anybody else, Nebraska's success or failure in their athletic department is going to be dependent on 12 weekends in the fall. Because everybody looks at the Cornhusker football program, and that is what they're going to gauge Nebraska's success or failure on. Now, that's, in my mind, not really a fair gauge this past year because he had so many significant injuries on the football field. Obviously, they had flashes of showing the team that we thought they were going to be. They then had those moments like the home loss to Northwestern where you kind of scratch your head and say, did that really happen? And I think the way that the season ended, the disappointment in the bowl game, how poorly they played, the fact that Dennard gets kicked out, and all the different stuff that went on, and then you have obviously a coaching change with Paul Pelini leaving on the defensive coordinator side. I mean, if you were going to ask me to give it a grade, I'd probably give it a solid B. I probably couldn't go any higher than that. But you also have to realize the first year is never easy. It's a transition for everything. You know, as the former coach Doc Sadler, the former basketball coach, joked, I'm going to be spending 2 or 3 months just finding out how to get to arenas, making sure the bus driver's not going in the wrong direction. So now you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. Now you can actually focus on athletics, and I think year two is going to be much, much easier for the entire athletic department.
Rick Pizzo from the Big Ten Network with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think as we get closer to football season, more will be made out of this. I'm wondering if there's been any talk between you and your colleagues about a new defensive coordinator at Nebraska and Carl Pelini, his absence. And it might also, from a standpoint that it might be a positive for Nebraska.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, Carl's obviously a really smart guy. Listen, we all know that he led some great defenses. He obviously knew that unit inside and out. The relationship with him and Bo certainly a help. But sometimes, yes, I agree with you. New blood, strictly for the sake of new blood, is better. And I think Nebraska is in that spot. The black shirts are nationally known, and this was not the defense that defines black shirts last year. Now, as I said, to be fair, Crick missed most of the season, and Dennard was never the guy that we thought he was going to be. I think that injury to his leg, that hamstring, was much, much worse than he led on all year long. So, not really a fair assessment when two of your three best players are well under 100% for the year. But to answer your question, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a good thing because talent-wise, they're still as good as any defense in the conference.
And I think Carl is very, very good. But that safety or that blanket comfort for Bo coming in with his brother, that kind of wears off awful fast, I'd guess.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And you wonder how much you feel comfortable stepping on your brother's toes. If you're the head coach and you really want to make some type of change, you really want to have something altered, you're probably more likely to do it and do it quickly if it's someone who you didn't grow up with, who's not related to you. So maybe this makes Bo Pelini's job actually a little easier.
We're talking with Rick Pizzo, Big Ten Network. Before we move off the football, how tough, where would you put the football season last year? For Nebraska fans, they don't know. Was that one of the best Big Ten football seasons in years? Was it one of the worst? Was it average? And the transition into 2012, where are we at strength-wise with all the programs in the Big Ten, in your opinion?
Well, it was so different. I mean, I think they came in on a really tough year. I mean, you look at what Wisconsin had. You look at what Michigan State had. You look at what Michigan had offensively. This was a weird year because of what was going on with Ohio State and because it was Nebraska's first year. But looking at the 2012 football season, it's not going to be as deep with talent, especially in the leaders division, the opposite division. You have a lot of departures from Wisconsin. There's all that stuff going on at Penn State, Urban Meyer's first year at Ohio State. That division is really questionable. Now, the Legends division, obviously Nebraska's division, the division where it was a little bit stronger probably weaker last year, I think that is the tougher division this year. So it's cyclical. You're going to have good years in one division, average years in other divisions. Overall, though, I think the competition is a slightly less stiff in 2012 than it was in 2011.
Rick, what did you personally and your colleagues as a whole think of the hire of Tim Miles as Nebraska's basketball coach?
He won the press conference. I'll say that. I know you don't get a win in the W column for that, but he won the press conference. And you know what they did? Tom Osborne went out and said, Doc Sadler, heck of a nice guy, pretty good basketball coach. His philosophy is not working right now. We're going to make a 180. And what Doc did is tried to bring that defense-first philosophy that worked a little bit in the Big 12 and move it into the Big 10. Problem is, that's the philosophy of the majority of the teams that are already in this league, and the majority of those teams had better talent on the floor than Nebraska, so it's strictly not going to translate. Now, Miles, while he says he's willing to play at any pace, I guarantee he's up and down. He's going to push that basketball for a couple of reasons. One, it's a way to win in the Big Ten because there's not a lot of other teams that like to do that. And two, that is how you recruit today's elite player. You let them know they're going to get 20 shots a game. You let them know they're going to be running up and down the floor. They're going to catch the attention of NBA scouts. He also obviously has a new arena to sell. I think they made a very smart move going in a completely opposite direction with what they had with Tim Miles.
And let's get a few baseball questions in. Nebraska made a nice run at the end of the season. They were on a spot there with 2 weekends to go and not even making the Big Ten tournament. They closed 5-1 against Minnesota and Michigan. And we talked about that on the show earlier this week, too, how that may have saved the offseason perception, which seems to be so much more important now. At least you got a decent feel going into next year. Thoughts on Nebraska baseball, where it's at?
I think the big question for them is how many of these guys who are really good offensively, who are draft eligible, get their names called and have to make a decision as to whether they're going to go ahead and sign a contract or come back to Nebraska. Now, if all these guys come back, they have a guy like Pritchard who led the league in batting average. You have Bombers and Christensen and Schefter and Stock, guys who can really hit the baseball. Now, if Darren Erstad is able to convince all those guys, and many of them are going to hear their name called in the draft, it's just where. If Erstad is able to convince those guys that another year in college benefits them, then they're one of the most dangerous offensive teams in the country, not just in the Big Ten, because they were among the league leaders in every offensive category. If those guys come back, Nebraska can be very good. If two or three of those guys decide to go ahead and sign with major league teams and go to the minors instead of coming back to Lincoln, then Nebraska could be in a bunch of trouble because they don't have much pitching. So that's going to be the key for Erstad, to try to keep as many of those offensive stars as he can and go out and try to recruit one, if not two, quality starters, because as good as they were offensively, guys, they were equally as bad in terms of pitching. They get a little pitching and keep those guys offensively, I think they'll be okay.
And that is obviously the emphasis in recruiting for Darren Erstad. Two Big Ten teams going to be playing later today. Michigan State throws out a first pitch at 3 o'clock out on the West Coast against Pepperdine. Purdue technically is at home tonight at 7 o'clock. Just your thoughts on that, first of all. Purdue finally gets some respect for the Big Ten, and then they're the only school that has to go 90 miles down the road to host a game. Perception on that probably not too good nationally.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a scheduling thing, if the city of Gary really made a push, if that was the only stadium that NCAA felt really worked for Purdue. It is a little bit of, I don't want to say a slap in the face, but certainly you look at the backhanded compliment and say you're going to be the number one seed, you're going to host, oh, by the way, drive down to Gary to do it. I do think, though, that Purdue has 14 seniors on that roster, and they got a long time, the winningest coach in Doug Shriver in school history. I don't really think it's going to bother them. And they're pitching their top three starters, the top three guys that would go this week, Hayes, Breedlove, and Raymer, are unbelievable. Their numbers and their stuff is just silly. I think Purdue's going to be fine. I will be shocked if they don't advance out of that Gary regional.
And Michigan State, not only is the first game tough, but, of course, Stanford a perennial power.
Hey, listen, anytime you get shipped out west, I think Jake Boss Jr. and company, they earned their way into the tournament with that at-large bid based on what they did in the Big Ten tournament. That's a feather in their cap. They got left out last year when they were kind of right on the bubble. I can't see them advancing out of that region, not when you have to travel out there and you got to play those kind of teams. I mean, if they win a game, terrific. You got a lot to build on for next year. If they somehow escape that regional and advance, I would take my cap off and tip it to Jake Boss Jr. and say, terrific job. I don't see that happening, but still a very successful year for the Spartans.
Seems to me they will be in that regular role of have to make sure they're not just happy to be there.
Absolutely. No. But the thing with Michigan State, though, you also have to realize is right now, in terms of recruiting baseball-wise in that state, they have such a huge advantage over Michigan, who's about to make a coaching change as well. So I think they're in very good hands, whether they advance out of that region or not. They're in very good hands for not just next year, but the next couple of years. They got a ton of good talent coming in.
We're just 2 months away from heading to Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days and getting another year underway. Any storylines you're keeping an eye on in the next 2 months?
Well, the big storyline to me looking into that media day is what happens at Penn State. I mean, what happens with Bill O'Brien? What other moves does he make? You know, what happens with the Jerry Sandusky trial? How much of that cloud still hangs over Penn State? Joe Paterno owned Big Ten Media Days.
Oh,
you guys were there, and,
oh, yeah.
You see him every year. You see him talk. That is the one coach that would stand up. Everybody would get silent. No one would take a bathroom break. Everybody would stop eating their dessert if they were still having food and listen to Paterno talk. The big question to me heading into Media Days is how is Penn State represented? What happens in between now and then, and what happens in State College in between Media Days an opening day for the Nittany Lions.
And all this off the field didn't affect the talent that they had on this team and on this campus.
No, and they recruited really, really well. I mean, despite all the stuff that was going on, they brought in some quality recruits. Listen, Bill O'Brien is not going in there and saying, we're going to be happy with 7 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to hire a guy that's going to find 7-5 will go to an average bowl game. Like, they're not going to hire a guy who wants to do that. He's going to go out and try to win 9-10 games, and they're in a division, guys. I know everybody is looking and saying, oh, man, that division is so weird this year with Wisconsin losing so many guys, Ohio State ineligible to play in the Big Ten championship game or in the postseason. How do they respond? I mean, I think Purdue is a sleeper team that can be really scary. But of all the years for Bill O'Brien to be making this kind of transition, I don't think talent-wise he could have picked a better year in terms of the talent he's competing against.
Been a great segment today, Rick. Thanks for the extended time on the Doug and Daddy Show and all the knowledge. Keep up the great work. Enjoy your summer.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Rick Pizzo here on the Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio from BTN, BTN.com. Check out some of their work there as well. And all talking all things, of course, covering the Big Ten. And tonight's Purdue game is on the Big Ten Network. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. If you're looking for lunch on the lighter side, try their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. Yum, yum, yum. Maybe you just want a big old burger, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Good stuff, good stuff. Purdue, though. Can they get out of there? Can they get by Kentucky? You got to avoid that first day upset, and we'll see if they can do that today. Michigan State, I think, that's a tough for you. I mean, Fresno State's the 4 seed. We all know they're the greatest 4 seed in the history of baseball because they went all the way and won on the College World Series in Omaha. Folks, don't forget to vote on our poll question today. Jeffrey has been racking the brain for the weekend, which I like this every sport, every time we do this. Which NBA Finals matchup do you want to see? Not who do you think it's going to be. You're going to be, you know, you just got your wisdom teeth pulled. You're going to be at home for 2 or 3 days. You know, you're under the weather. You're on vacation. You're going to be able to watch every game of the NBA Finals because you're a fan. Which matchup do you want to see? Spurs Heat, Thunder Heat, Spurs Celtics, Thunder Celtics. I know there's a lot of Celtics fans out there, and I know there's a lot of anti-Heat. I want to see the Heat and the Thunder because they've got the young, exciting superstars, the up-and-comers. This is kind of that, it's always better on the other side. I have no problem if the Spurs and the Heat. I want it to be the Heat. Vote now at ESPNSuperStation.com. Yesterday's poll question, who will win the Stanley Cup? 77% say the Kings, 23% say the Devils. I think I took the Devils. I took the Devils. But anyway, you can pick up points as part of our Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. Save up those points. Get some great prizes. It's all there for you with the poll question. Sign up for Facebook. Everything else. Podcast The Doug and Daddy Show at ESPNSuperStation.com. Got into this discussion last night about, oh, I don't want the Heat to win. Oh, I hate the Heat. I don't understand why you would hate the Miami Heat just because LeBron James went there. And the only reason I can get out of people that say, I didn't like that whole decision thing. This is one of the things in the last 2 or 3 years that just boggles my mind, flabbergasts me. You liked LeBron James when he was in high school. You loved him when he was with Cleveland. There's not a reason in the world to not like Dwayne Wade. Nobody even knew who Chris Bosh was unless you were in fantasy NBA, which just makes you a psycho NBA fan. You didn't even know who Chris Bosh was until he was traded or signed with the Miami Heat. Why don't you like the Heat? Why all of a sudden are they bad guys? The whole thing where they said, not three, not four, not, that was for the Miami fans. That wasn't for you. That was for Miami Heat fans in a Miami Heat environment in the offseason to get them jacked up in Miami. People say crazy things all the time. If that's the only reason you don't like the Heat, you got a lot of things you got time for, because if you're sitting around finding reasons not to like the Heat and that's all you can come up with, you got nothing. Miami Heat, very good talent. yeah, they could do a little bit better with some of their – I mean, they don't have Rajon Rondo. I get that, who's stepped up and helped the old three. They're not the big three anymore in Boston. They're the old three. But why you hate the Miami Heat, that's beyond me, people. That is absolutely beyond me. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hey, coming to Lowe's for all the cool new ideas you need for your summer projects right now. Buy two solar landscape lights and get one free with six designs to choose from. You're sure to find something that suits your style. Plus, get your hands on the Kobalt 27-piece Extreme Access Socket Set for just $24.97. That's a savings of $25. It's one extreme socket that does the work of 16. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through June 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get in the zone!
Gas mileage can suffer the longer you wait to change your oil. And with gas prices so high, regular oil changes can help protect your engine and your wallet. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage for just a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Fight off high gas prices with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Imagine a whole street lined with truck after truck after truck. Crew cabs, extended and regular cabs, equipped just the way you like them. Call it Silverado Avenue and come see it at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Kearney. There's over 60 to choose from, and the savings are staggering. Take over $10,000 off select models with your 99 or newer trade-in. If your sights are set on a summer vacation, there's no better family-friendly vehicles than the Chevrolet Traverse or Buick Enclave. Seating up to 8 and savings up to $5,000 makes this a Best Buy. 42, that's the number. Up to 42 miles per gallon. With the new Chevrolet Cruze Eco, you'll be proudly passing gas stations left and right. Think you can't afford new? Then you haven't priced the 40-mile per gallon fuel-efficient Sonic with the industry-leading 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. You can't go wrong. Park one in your driveway for under $16,000. See it and save at the home of the hassle-free deal. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The state's best senior high school football players from this past season converge on Memorial Stadium in Lincoln Saturday afternoon for the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl All-Star High School Football Game. And you can hear all the action on Classic Hits 98.9 beginning at 1:15 with our pregame kickoff at 1:35. Numerous future Huskers and Division I football players from around Nebraska will be playing in the top All-Star game in the state. It's the 53rd annual Shrine Bowl Saturday kicking off at 1:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some scattered showers and a few thundershowers around the area today with a high of 67. Winds out of the southwest, day from 10 to 15. Tonight we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 48.
Oh, yeah, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. For all the folks that are headed to Loup City for Polish Days this weekend, that one's for you. Oh, yeah, that's right. Back in the day, folks, back in the day. Of course, that's part of the reason I'm half Polish, you know, so there you go, 50-50. Polish Days going on all weekend long. Have some fun up there. We're going to talk more about that in just a couple of minutes, but there's a lot of other things going on this weekend as well, including the Shrine game, as you heard, that's on Classic Hits tomorrow, and that gets underway at 1:30. Also, KKPR.com. Once again, the kids that are competing from the area, Riker Fife and Sam Foltz of Grand Island on the north, Bubba Rochick and Ryan Reynolds of Lexington. On the south, Kyle Cutterford of Adams Central, Garrett Johns of Aurora, Blake Bunner of Blue Hill, Mike Schaff of Cambridge, Garrett Bundy of Donovan Trumbull, Dexter Becker of Southern Valley, and Giltner's duo of Drew Ott and Logan Rath. Some of the great basketball players you can draw a circle from Hastings, Grand Island, all the way up to Albion and everywhere in between for the Mike Trader Hastings Area All-Star Game tomorrow night at Adams Central. Girls at 6, the boys at 8. That should be some good, good stuff. And the Nebraska Danger home tomorrow night against the Allen Wranglers. 7:05 is the kickoff, and that should be a good one tomorrow night as well. And in amongst all of that, you've got the Polish Days festivities going on in Loup City, and he should have been the mayor by now, but John Erickson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here from Loup City, because not only are there festivities going on, but Erickson Ford is hosting a Drive One for Your School event that just flat out raises money for Loup City Public Schools. Good morning, John.
Yakshimash.
Dobshe, my friend. That's about as far as it goes. I used to know like potatoes and gravy, but there's a lot of things that have moved out of my head. It's fun times. I know folks are already up there, and once this rain blows over, it's going to be an outstanding weekend. I know you guys in Loup City always ready for Polish Days.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend, and rain is today, and I think it's going to move out, and we're going to have a wonderful 82 degrees and a sunshiny day parade tomorrow.
Well, the parade obviously gets going about 10:30, and I see that this year's theme is Famous Pairs. I assume there will be a couple of floats with Doug and Daddy.
Oh, you got it. That's, we were really struggling with what we were going to do. We were going to do Bonnie and Clyde or Harley Davidson, Willie G, and Henry Ford. Doug and Daddy works.
I think Baker could pull off the daddy part, so, you know, you just got to find a Doug.
I got to get him out of the duck or deer stand. But, and he's just sitting out there looking at the deer. They ain't even playing with him yet. So, that being said, yeah, we've got a 3D archery shoot going on that Bryce Luth from Litchfield's putting on. It's going to be a great shoot. They're going to have a couple hundred targets set up. So anybody that's got all open bow competition, the Melodrama is going to put on 3 different performances. We got street dances. I got the newest band in the country, Sherman County String Band with Kent Schlafsky, a direct descendant from the original Schlafsky brothers that everybody loves and knows. They'll be here tonight, the traveling musicians, the acoustics, 3 guys, music all over the place, Polish dinner, a co-ed volleyball tournament, kiddie tractor pull, and our Drive One for Your School event that's going to help supplement the extracurricular activities that our school boards are dealing with every day as far as being funded.
Yeah, and you guys raised $6,000 last year. Explain how the program works.
Well, for everybody that comes in and test drives a brand new Ford Motor Company will give $20 to the school of my choice for their booster activities, whether it be an electronic signboard, as we're trying to do now, or whether you want to send a band on a trip or buy some new uniforms or whatever the school needs. That the extracurricular activities usually get, you know, slighted a little bit because the budgets are what they are, and, you know, education is important. So that's why Ford has given out, it's approaching millions of dollars now. Ford's done this for, this is the fourth year that the program's been in play, and this is the second year that we've participated. And if there's other schools in the area that are my, I consider my designated market area, we'd be more than happy to talk to them about putting on an event for their booster club, too.
We're talking with John Erickson up at Loup City, where Polish Days is going on in the Drive One for Your School program, right by the dealership, or is there another spot that they can be finding you guys tomorrow?
We'll be at the community center, a block north of our dealership, yep, on Main Street. So it's community center. The carnival's going on uptown in the 2 center blocks, and we'll be right next to the carnival at the community center parking lot, along with the Sherman County String Band and a classic tractor car show.
Folks, it's always a fun time up at Loup City for Polish Days. I've already got pictures of the sign that says Slow Down Community Celebration in Progress, and so there's nothing better than that. And, of course, John Erickson with Erickson Ford and the Drive One for Your School program is part of that tomorrow. 9 to 5, is that the times that I've got right, John?
Yep, 9 to 5. The parade kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be driving from 9 to 5. And you come to Loup City, come to the parade at 10 o'clock, and see that special Doug and Daddy float. That's going to be, we're going to do that, buddy.
That's going to be great
you
stuff.
Got it.
John, anything else before we let you get back to work?
I really appreciate what you're doing. I love your show and what you're doing for high school sports.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you up there.
You betcha.
All right, John. John Erickson, Erickson Forge. Stop by tomorrow from 9 to 5. Help out Loop City Schools with the Drive One for Your School program from 9 to 5 at the community center. Folks, we need to give away tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska Danger Game. Don't want to forget to do that. I'm going to make it easy for you. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won anything on the Doug and Daddy Show this week, let's call now. Jeff's going to take caller 3 at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. And we've got American Legion Baseball going on. Kearney has got their tournament with Grand Island Home Federal Classic. If they can start by 3 o'clock today, that's when Runza is supposed to play. Hastings 5 points at 5:30, Home Federal at 8, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Ryder Park. Everybody is involved in tournament action this weekend. And with that, I think it is time to wrap up another Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK Blue Gold is going on Monday. Jeff and I will be involved with that. Daddy will be in studio. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep will be our main guest on Monday. Plus a recap of the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs, where we're at with NCAA tournament baseball. Could have some of these regionals wrapped up, or you'll have the Monday winner-take-all games coming up. Purdue, Michigan State, Creighton, of course, those are the teams we'll be keeping our eye on. Still, you got to keep an eye on Arkansas for Dave Van Horn, and maybe a little eye on those Big 12 teams as well. We want to thank John Erickson for joining us here in our last segment. Also, to Rick Pizzo for the Big Ten Network and future Husker and senior to be at Lincoln Southwest, Josh Banderas, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing, folks, and we'll see you next Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for the NBA playoff Heat-Celtics tonight at 6:30.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.